It's Mackie and Judd with Rami on the all-new Score North and the Score North mobile app. And we figured we'd let Rami introduce Ryan Saunders so he can make up for calling him the Bucks head coach last time he was on with us. So.
He is the New York Knicks.
All right, here we go.
Yep. Big moment. Come on, Rami.
Come on, Rami. Joining you got this, bro. Come on.
Joining us now on Mackie and Judd with Rami on Score North is New York Knicks.
Damn it! No!
No!
No, he doesn't want that job.
Minnesota Timberwolves.
Milwaukee might not be a bad job. He doesn't want the Knicks job. Don't do that to him.
Minnesota Timberwolves head coach, Ryan Saunders. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
I'm very happy to be the Minnesota Timberwolves head coach. Just stick with that one.
Yeah. Okay, when are we hanging the Naz Reid banner inside what's the Vegas arena called? Whatever the arena's called, when are we hanging the Naz Reid banner?
Thomas and Mack Center?
Yeah.
Hey, we got to make sure not put too much pressure on him right out the gate. You know, he just turned 19, but he's at a heck of a summer league, and we're thrilled he's part of our program. I mean, I think everybody can see, you know, how he moves and just the things he can do offensively, and then, you know, defensively, he's got great hands, and he's done a great job anchoring our defense.
Yeah, it's been super fun to watch. I think obviously it's summer league and there's a lot of players that aren't going to be in the regular rotation. But I think what fans and what we have noticed the most is just stylistically the energy, the spacing. I saw a shot chart someone tweeted out last night in which it was
awesome, right?
Threes and paint and nothing between. Very much what you saw with the Rockets the last few years. So how much of a tie-in can we expect from what we're seeing in summer league to what you want to implement once we get to the actual the big show?
Yeah, well, we spent a lot of time as a staff, and you know, I feel really good about our group. We have you know, we got a really dynamic coaching staff in terms of different ideas, you know, different backgrounds, and we spent a lot of time together, you know, putting and studying and putting forth what we think could be, you know, a good system for us to use during the regular season. You know, we understand that, you know, it is summer league and you have to adopt your system to, you know, your players and your current roster. But we really like what we've seen. And obviously that shot chart that, you know, has been floating around, that's what we want to see. And we've taken steps to try to do that by putting, you know, markers on the court in our practice facility on, you know, the good shots and the bad shots, shot value, things like that, just to more educate our group of players.
Is this the style of basketball you would have preferred your team play when you took over for Tom Thibodeau last year, but it's just too hard to implement mid-season? Or is this the influence of Garrison Rosas and your coaching staff, the new guys who you've added to the coaching staff?
It's everybody. It's a collective group effort in Minnesota. And we, I don't say that lightly, and I don't mean that to be something that isn't, you know, that just words, you know, those are the actions, and anybody who's around our facility can see that too. We have a very collaborative environment. You know, that being said, this is how I've always envisioned basketball being played in terms of, you're moving towards this, you know, spacing wise, where the shots are taken from. And, it's just very, very nice to, you know, obviously have, somebody in Gerson who's lived this, with Houston, supporting us, and then you got, you know, great basketball minds, Pablo, Brian Gates, David Vanterpool, Kevin Burleson. You know, I could go on and on with the group that we have hired. We really tried to take time to get to know each other and get to know each other's philosophies.
Hey, in 2019, is there such a thing as a good long two, or is that just a stupid shot across the board now, Ryan?
I don't think you can ever call anything a stupid shot across the board. I think it's because, hey, let's say it's late in the game and there's, you know, it's a tied game and you have the ball in your best player's hands and there's 2 seconds left and his best shot that he can get off is that long two. You know, that would definitely qualify as, I guess, a good shot in that moment because, you know, the shot value doesn't necessarily matter because there isn't time left after the fact and you're getting if you're getting the last shot. You know, you have opportunities to you know, take some long twos that might not, and in certain situations that aren't bad shots.
Yeah. What has your work and relationship with Gerson been like in the first several weeks here? I mean, you guys have had to pack a lot into a short amount of time, but what is your working relationship like with him?
It's been great. I mean, and you know, I think people know that Gerson and I have had a relationship, you know, long before, you know, this, you know, we became, you know, partners, in terms of work. And we've spent a lot of time together. And, you know, I give my wife a lot of credit because I've spent more time with Gerson in the last 2 weeks than I have with her. You know, we're learning, you know, communication styles, you know, just in terms of, you know, healthy debate, you know, with players and just everything. And it's been very collaborative and enjoyable.
What was, we're talking with Wolves head coach Ryan Saunders here.
There it is.
Way to go, Ryan. Way to go. You got his job right. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Nice work.
What was the thinking behind having Jared Culver, your first round pick, sit out the summer league run?
Yeah, no, and it's, if you can't tell, collaboration is a big part of, you know, what our vision is for this organization, and especially basketball operations. And with that, you know, we talked with medical, you know, front office and coaching staff, and we debated it, and we had the conversations. And, Jared is such a big part of what we're going to be doing in the future, and we want to make sure we set him up for the best possible success. And that can, you know, that can mean a lot of things, you know, to people, whether it be medically, we want to make sure his body's right and body's prepared for everything, but it can also be mentally. And then, you know, just being in, having not really known the system and things like that, you know, you want to make sure you set the kid up for or the adult up for the best possible opportunity for success.
Quick thought here, while you're there and around the powers that be in this league, I would approach them and say, have you ever thought about my team being in a division with, let's say, the Chicago Bulls and the Bucks, that team, in the Eastern Conference? I would petition. I would tell Glenn, let's go to the NBA and let's get this puppy moved to the Eastern Conference as quickly as possible. Your thoughts?
Hey, you know, that sounds good when you say it out loud. You know, it's I'm a firm believer in the you control what you can control. And, you know, do we wish that, you know, the West wasn't as tough as it is and that all these, you know, great players that were staying East, not coming West? Yeah, but, you know, that's something we can't control. And all we can focus on is our culture, our development, our philosophy, and how we are with our players. And we're going to continue to work to build something special.
Ryan, last time we had you on, we talked about the fan and talked about the fact that you grew up just a Minnesota sports fan like the rest of us. You just happen to have some pretty good wits about you when it comes to the game of basketball. When NBA free agency and the trades that ensued is the chaos that it is, do you consume that any differently now that you're a coach versus when you were a fan? Because I know we as fans, it had our heads spinning in a good way. I enjoy that type of action, but it had our heads spinning. How do you consume that as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, you do, you just try to take it, you know, I've talked a lot about day by day, but you just try to take it, you know, moment by moment with things, you know, and try to slow it down, for lack of better terms, slow down your thinking, with everything. But, like you said, you know, I grew up a Minnesota sports fan. I mean, some of my toughest moments have been when I see, you know, either the Vikings, you know, the Twins or the Wild, whoever. I mean, you know, I really do love Minnesota sports. And when I see, you know, tough losses or tough, you know, eliminations from the playoffs or anything like that, you know, I feel it too.
Hey, do you learn about NBA news from Adrian Wojnarowski like the rest of us do? Like, do you have Woj Bomb alert set up, or how do you learn about things?
You know, I'm not on any social media platform, so nobody can be searching me. I'm not on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anything. But I do see on Hoops Hype whenever Woj does tweet something, and he's actually I was walking through the WIN the other day, and my mother came down here, and I saw her for dinner, and I saw Woj sitting down there, and I introduced my mother to Woj, and I introduced him as, this is who knows everything that's happening in the NBA before we even do.
That's a good way to do it. Hold on a second here. So you're telling me a young, intelligent guy like you does not have a Twitter burner account of some sort? I find that hard to believe.
I don't have anything. Next time, you know what? Next time, if I come in there for an in-studio interview, I'll let you go through my phone. And you're not going to be able to look at anything, but I'll let you see it.
Doogie's running up here right now. Doobie's trying to get in here right now. He thinks you're here.
Yeah. Tell Doobie to stay away right now.
All right, so you got you're wrapping up the Vegas trip here, and you guys play for the Summer League Championship tonight at 8 o'clock. What is your give us a list of, like, because there's a lot of Vegas travelers who probably listen to us here. Give us like two or three of your favorite fun Vegas spots.
Oh, my fun Vegas spots.
Food, anything.
So I got to say, there's a place in the Wynn called Red 8. That's one of my favorite, Chinese restaurants, I've ever been to. That's one of my favorite places to go. I'm a big fan of a place called Soul Cycle that's in the Wynn, where it's a cycle. It's like a cycle studio to music. And, I know those might not necessarily be fun, spots that everybody's going to want to go to, but we actually took our whole coaching staff there. We did a group Soul Cycle at 8 a.m. before a game the other day. And then the training staff as well. So we had about 15 guys in there. So it was a good bonding experience for us down here too.
Okay, Jeb, what would it take for you to join all of us at Score North here on like a group exercise,
in a Soul Cycle
Soul
excursion?
Cycle or something?
What exactly?
Like,
does that
what
involve,
about like
Ryan?
Hot yoga, even just something little team.
I might die.
I'm a hot yoga fan.
Yeah, because you're in shape and you're young.
How about this? That'll be the trade off. I'll prove to you guys I don't have any social media platforms on my phone. And after the fact, the fact that I'm going to be right and you guys, will be wrong in that sense, that we'll go and we'll do a group workout class. And we'll bond over that.
I'm down.
I'm in on this.
I'm ready to go.
I got to think about it a little bit. I got to give this some thought, Ryan.
Ryan, I got a Soul Cycle right across the street from my apartment building. I'm always looking for like new ways to exercise because I get bored and I hate exercise. Sure. What would you say is the difficulty level of a Soul Cycle compared to other workouts that you've done?
Yeah, the difficulty level is, it's tough. It's tough, but, it's all about what you put into it. So, I'd like to think I try to put maximum effort into everything. But you're clipped in, so you might be able to coast a little bit on that bike.
Judd just wants to know if he can put IPA in his SoulCycle water bottle.
I might have a fighting chance then. Surly.
I've never seen somebody take a sobriety test before going into SoulCycle, so you might be okay.
Okay, then awesome, I'm definitely in if that's the case, Ryan.
Awesome. All right.
Ryan Saunders, coach of who now, Rami?
The Minnesota Timberwolves.
There we go.
We got
nice.
It.
Yes. All right.
Hey, there we go.
All right. Good luck in the Summer League Championship tonight, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, Ryan Saunders, man, in Vegas.